Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, Alan Babinac is the manager of the Lighthouse Homeless Cafe in Dublin. But when he first arrived here with his brother, he didn't walk straight into a job. He spent his first month here rough sleeping in and around Stephen's Green. Alan, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Thanks very much for coming to talk to us today. You left home because things weren't great at the time. And how old were you?
So I was 18. So the story goes, I have a twin brother. So our stories are kind of interlinked, although it's just me here speaking to you today. So, yeah, we come from, I suppose, a good term to use is a broken household. And at the time, there weren't many opportunities. So we were going to high school. And when we finished, there certainly wasn't work for us. And college certainly wasn't in the cards.
Yeah.
So we always had many plans about what we were going to do when we kind of reached 18. And one thing that came our way was we managed a car park for an afternoon. For the summer. And then there was only enough money for one of us to go out into the world and try to make the most of what we kind of earned. And I knew myself that this was, we were lucky to get this opportunity. And the next one, we didn't know when that was going to come along. It could have been 5 years, could have been less, could have been more. But anyway, I came to Ireland on my own in October of 2015.
Yeah. And did you have much of a plan? When you arrived here?
No, there was no plan. The only mission was to find work.
Yeah.
And I was, looking back then, I was very green. I didn't know anything about the world. I was essentially a child. And so I did up a CV. Now, there wasn't anything to put on the CV, but I kind of came up with a few different things just to put on it. And then I had a suitcase with me. So I was walking around Dublin all day handing out my CV. For the first 4 weeks, I actually didn't meet anyone. I was sleeping in Stephen's Green and I was spending about €1 a day to buy cans of beans, peas, spaghetti hoops, and I was surviving on that. And the biggest thing for me, even now looking back then, was when I came across a soup run, because I didn't know that such services existed.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, I'm spending €1 a day, maybe I'm going to survive, you know, 100 days, 200 days, and then what, you know, am I going to starve?
Mm.
But when I discovered, you know, you can get food here, that was it. That was a huge burden off my shoulders.
Yeah.
Because I knew that ultimately things were going to work out.
Yeah. Now, and during that period when you're sleeping rough, what did you do about things like going to the toilet, washing, that kind of thing?
So there's about 5 homeless services in the city. And essentially, the way I put it is, if you're homeless, you have everything you need besides a home. So if you need to take a shower, I can tell you there's 2 places you can go to. If you want lunch.
And did you know about these when you shortly after you arrived?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So how did you find out about them? Who told you about them?
So when I came across the soup run, I discovered there's a whole world out there in terms of homeless services.
Yeah.
And then little by little, you learn what's out there.
Okay.
But it doesn't take much.
Yeah.
But
and yeah, because people walk around the centre of Dublin every day. And, you know, and it gets to the point that people are going shopping or to work or whatever. And you barely even see the person who's sitting, you know, by a shop window begging. But the way the city they're seeing is completely different to the city that the people walking around are seeing, if you know what I mean. So you've seen it from both angles, I suppose. And like when you first came and you're sleeping in Stephen's Green, do you meet other homeless people? You know, did you get information that way, or were you entirely by yourself?
So as I mentioned, for 4 weeks, I literally didn't talk to anyone.
Oh,
I would
God.
Just walk around, hand out my CVs and try to get through the day. But as you discover the services, then you get to meet everyone very, very quickly. It's,
right.
It's a relatively small world.
Okay. And after you'd handed out CVs for the day, would you like go into Stephen's Green and just stay there? Or what did you do in the evening time?
Well, you're just outside. You're never indoors.
Yeah.
I didn't even have a phone. So I had a little small phone. So you're just sitting around. That's it. That's when you're on the street, a lot of your life is just wasting time.
Yeah. Was it boring? I know that's probably the least thing you were concerned about, but I imagine it was.
Yeah, days are long. Days are very long.
Yeah.
Every day is a year.
What time of the year was it when you arrived?
October.
So it was just starting to get cold.
Start of the winter, yes.
Yeah, and did you have a sleeping bag?
No, I didn't have a sleeping bag. I only had a blanket that I brought with me.
Okay. But did it get cold at night?
Yeah. Look, I don't want to focus too much on it because a lot of good things came from it.
Of course, yeah.
But
it's no harm letting people know the reality of what that's like, because people are going to be sleeping that way tonight around the country. And
yeah, look, life is certainly tough when you live on the street. And if I'm to tell you one thing that I remember the most, it's not the cold, it's not the wetness, it's the safety. Because the way I put it is, when you go to sleep tonight, you're going to be at least behind two locked doors. Whereas when you sleep on the street, there's nothing between you and danger. And there's certainly a lot of danger out there.
Yeah, yeah. So it must have made it difficult to sleep at all.
Oh, you don't sleep. You don't sleep.
To get a job, you kind of needed to register for a PPS number and all that kind of stuff. Was that difficult to do if you don't have an address?
Yeah, that's a journey in itself. Back then, it was a lot easier. There's one of the places, actually the place where I work now called The Lighthouse. It's a homeless cafe on Pierce Street. And I want to talk about that as well, is I used their address to get a PPS. And then from there on, when I got my PPS, then it was a lot easier because then you can apply for work. And so, yeah, like I said, if I was to summarize everything, you have everything you need besides a home. And obviously, a part of not having a home is kind of the dangers you're exposed to on the street.
Yeah, and how long did it take you to get yourself a home?
So, actually, if I was to rewind a bit, it took me 6 months to find work. And then for six months, I was sleeping on the street and working. 4 months in, my brother Jay joined me. And then in August of 2016, actually, we met the chairman of the Glen Aubrey McCarthy, who's a newly elected senator now. Mm. And he's actually an interesting character to talk about. So he was very friendly. You should talk to Aubrey. He's quite a character. But they had a bus called the No Bucks Cafe, which would go out 7 days a week to different parts of the city. And I suppose myself and Jay, we were very shy and, very young, and we didn't know anything. And he was very friendly to everyone. And that was one thing that struck us the most. Actually, we didn't know his name for the longest time. We called him Jeremy, as in Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear, because he reminded us of him. But through him, he saw something in us. He saw, these guys, they just need a little bit of help. And through him, we managed to get into Diglin's transitional housing. And then we stay there. So what transitional housing is, it's you get to stay in a place for 1 year, and provided you're pursuing education and work and other things, that gets extended.
Yeah.
And for myself, between the time that was between sleeping on the street and going to college, it was actually 7 days apart. In the end, I ended up being on the street for 365 days. And from there on, it was essentially a motorway. We pursued every opportunity we could, and college was a big one. So this year, both of us graduated with our second master's. And then we got involved with Diglin as well. So we've been working with Diglin. I think we contributed a lot. The place that I work is The Lighthouse, as I mentioned. I introduced all these new initiatives. And that all stems from my time as a person living on the street. Because you kind of see what people need. So the best people to work in this field are actually people who have the experience. So I introduced initiatives like movie nights. When you live in the street, there's no place to relax. You
don't,
I use a line, a living room for those in need of one.
Mm.
So that was my approach to it. Bingo nights, a clothing market. Essentially, a lot of clothes get donated to us. So I came up with the idea of a clothing market. So you can go in and you can pick out your clothes. So anyway, Miss Ireland as well, she joined us as well for an afternoon, and she did a makeover for all the women. So anyway, that's my approach.
Yeah.
And for all our work, we were actually awarded the Lord Mayor's Award in April. So that was a huge deal for us. It kind of recognizes.
And all these things are going on in the homeless cafe that you just described.
All this and more. So if any live music is a big one. Music has a huge effect on people. So we always get loads of guest musicians. So if anyone's listening, certainly do reach out to me. We can use your talents any day of the week.
And what's Jay doing now at the moment?
So Jay works with the Glen. So he's communications manager. So any sort of communications, any sort of event, he organizes everything. So he's keeps the show on the road.
And the two, and in terms of your living situation now, do the two of you share a place now, or do you live separately? Or
we're all good now. Jay lives in Greystones in Wicklow, and I live in Dublin.
Okay.
So all is good. Life is good.
Okay. That's an extraordinary story, Alan. Thanks very much for coming in to talk to us today. That was Alan Bobanac there, manager of the Lighthouse Homeless Cafe. At the moment, I imagine, when they elect you president, you might have to change where you live.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.